RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Happy Monday, boys and girls. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation, rocking and rolling for the next 5 hours. I'm Eric Chiafalo alongside the Super Bowl champion, Brian Broaddus. We got Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup holding it down as we inch closer and closer to a brand new year. Ultimate mail-it-in week, right? I can't imagine there's a ton being accomplished from one end to the next here until, I mean, I guess what, you wake up on Friday? It's weird how it starts. Like you get the New Year's Day on Thursday, and then Friday, all of a sudden, it's January 2nd. Everybody's got to get back in the saddle. It's nice. You get that one work day, and then boom, you go right into the weekend.
Yeah.
Kind of flows pretty nicely, right? Like, I think, what, maybe we get Dawson back on Friday, 5 hours, say hello, and then get right back to the weekend. That's kind of a nice way to do it.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
They set it up.
Yeah. But, you know,
thank you to the schedule makers.
Thank you to the schedule makers, for sure. But then we get a situation coming up where it's all these holidays, like Christmas was on Thursday this year, right?
Yeah.
So then you got New Year's Day on Thursday again this week coming up. So that means next year you got you got 3 day weekends.
It's going to be Friday parties for next year.
Yeah, Friday party for sure. So you get people probably take Friday through Monday off, kind of a thing. It's kind of weird how these schedules work. I know the situation. Like last week, I was looking at the just our work schedule, and because of that Thursday game, like thank being Christmas, I'm like, I'm working on that day. So it was just like a normal week for me.
Yeah, you just kept it.
I just kept going.
Creature of habit.
Yeah.
Well, like the best athletes are.
Yeah. I mean, like we always talk about, we signed up for these things now, what, 17 of them. So, yeah, it was no different. We missed you in the pregame show, for sure.
Yeah. No, listen, I miss you guys. I hate to say I had a little bit of Christmas morning FOMO not being with you.
You shouldn't lie to your teammates like that.
But at the same time,
you should not be lying about being not being a part of a meaningless.
You know how much I want to talk to Brad Schimm and Babe Laufenberg and get the scoop from Christy Scales before a meaningless football game? You know how much that means to me.
You'll get back at it this week.
We'll
figure out. We'll have Bob Papa on, probably talking Giants, and you'll ask him, well, Bob, what's it like to just kind of for back-to-back years have the number one pick in your hand and just decide you want to win a game?
The win was the loss there for the Giants yesterday. The number one pick bowl and the Raiders.
It's back to back years they've done this now.
They've done it, man.
Back to back years they've had the opportunity to get the first overall pick, and they, lo and behold, they decided not to do it. I did hear from on Friday though that Dallas is in a mode of trying to win these games. By the way,
They keep reiterating it. Like they don't care. We just saw Dad get hit a million times by Johnny Newton or whoever the heck it was for the Commanders, and we're going to run him out there, let Brian Burns tee off on him at DeathLife Stadium for four quarters.
Yeah,
all in the name of going 8-8-1. That's just great.
But do you think this is any indication then that the Cowboys might have made a mistake moving Tyler Smith out there to tackle?
Because you saw he was now you're compromised in different spots.
Well, let me say this though: four sacks came over Booker though too.
Yeah, the right side really got tore up.
The right side got tore up, but you kind of wonder if
it's throwing things off a little bit.
Did throw some things off? Did Dak get hit at an alarming rate because of some of the things you've been doing at the left tackle spot now?
Yeah, and that's why I think the move here is because there's really no great answers when it comes to that left tackle spot. Like, Tyler Smith probably is the best of the answers right now.
Yeah.
If you don't want to throw a Denigy or whoever it is you got out there, you're going, no way.
Thomas.
But the answer, I think, would just be, okay, we should probably go ahead and rest Dak. Now, he seems like he's going to put up a bit of a fight on that.
Mm-hmm.
Max Crosby style. I don't know that he'll just leave the building and then go put up jumpers at his indoor basketball court.
That's a beautiful
and prove
court
to the world.
He has, man.
It is. What a spot he's got.
Yeah.
That's one of the no-brainer moves if you're just multi-millionaire kind of dude. Just the ability to just get up out of bed and walk down to the hardwood and just go get some shots up, put the music on, and just – that's therapeutic, Lucius.
It 100% is, and the place had its own advertisements on the side. Yeah. Did you see that?
Oh, I don't even know if
I
caught that.
Yeah.
He's got his
help me build my own joint, and I'll go viral online and give you a little advertisement.
Yeah, man, we'll video putting up shots, having a good time. I thought that was great from Max Crosby. That's going to open up a bunch of worms though, for the Raiders.
Let me ask you this though, Lucius and Chief, when you get to the point though where you want to sell the house, somebody going to come along and want to buy all that, buy all the gym and stuff like that? It seems like Michael Jordan.
Shaq and those had a hard time selling those Superman houses.
Michael Jordan. Yeah. Michael Jordan had problems. You know, he had that whole, that basketball court outside Chicago and stuff. He had that house that had everything. He had the gym and all that. Those pro athlete homes don't seem to sell pretty well. I wonder why. Is it just so... like who's going to want to have all that space for a gym and all?
It's too custom.
Yeah,
it's way too custom, bro.
Yeah, it's like, man, that shoe. I love the shoe. It just doesn't quite fit my foot. What am I supposed to do? I can't wear it.
All right, how about this? How about when they put in the theater thing? Is that something you're interested in having at your own home?
Absolutely.
How often are you moseying on down there to the
theater? Much as I possibly can. I'm falling asleep in there. I'm staying there a lot.
That's right. Lucius is the don't bother me. I'm closing the door.
Taking
my blanket
and stuff down there like a little kid, and I'm staying in that little old room. I have my old cot area.
I like that. So you have it going down. You're going like kind of like an underground theater.
Underground, yeah. It could be up top too, but either way, I'm closing the door. You're not coming in here unless, you know, you keep it down because I'm watching TV.
See, I always wonder about the theater situation, how many people really use that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question. Just like anything, you get something, you're using it, and then next thing you know...
Yeah, you don't watch like the games in the theater when you have like a get-together or whatnot? I mean...
See, I would think, even if I don't have...
You gotta be rich to do that.
Even if I don't have the get-together, why would I not, if I have the option to watch any game on a huge theater-like screen... And obviously, you're wealthy enough at that point to make sure you got the comfiest of chairs, reclining, and...
Can't you even have to be up to do that. You just gotta focus in on it one time and bite the bullet.
Yeah.
You didn't have to be up, really.
Wow. Dang, I can keep my options open then down the line.
Popcorn makers are $150 nowadays. It looks fly.
Come on.
People don't know when they walk in.
And it smells good, too.
Smells great.
The smell of popcorn walking in the house when you know you got a big game on deck. Yeah, I think the theater room is one of the things that would get used at a high level.
Pool or theater room?
Wow.
Pool.
That's tough.
That's definitely pool. Living here in Texas is pool.
Yeah. I mean, summertime, hopefully you got a heated situation that
could've
you could
used
still
it 2 days ago.
Yeah, seriously.
That was amazing. Yeah, standing outside, just I was over at the studio, over at my Crown Global Media Studios, and I was standing outside, I had a short-sleeve shirt on, in shorts, I was watching tape until about 7 o'clock last night. I walked outside, and I'm like, what just happened?
It's over.
By 5-6 o'clock last night.
Yeah, that was crazy. It's like Dorothy came, you know, Toto, it's not Kansas anymore.
Yeah, bro.
Feels like Kansas. Yeah. So you guys would take the pool over but you guys were selling me on this theater thing.
I love the theater, but you said either or. I'm definitely going with the pool. You could do a lot more with the pool. I mean, theater's inside, but this is Texas.
Okay.
Get the families together. We're jumping in the pool. We're splashing. That's a good thing. 4th of July, yeah. Labor Days.
Yeah, it's hard to beat the pool situation, but that's a good, like, would you rather, because, man, I got a lot of respect for the theater.
Outdoor stainless steel kitchen or pool?
I still go pool there.
I still go pool. I can pull up some grills.
Yeah,
I can buy grills.
Right. I can get it done. I can still get it done. Without all the Sean Sharif fly back.
LeBron is trying to get his family.
He wants us to say.
You guys are not agreeing. You're not following me here.
outdoor stainless steel kitchen, or I was going to say fire pit area, but it doesn't work here that well in Texas. I'm going to go with the area where you watch TV, that area, the man cave area.
Yeah.
What are you going to go with? You're going to go with the kitchen, outdoor kitchen, and you could have the pool.
Okay. Yeah, that's a no-brainer then. I'll do that. I'll do that.
But you're gonna the studio. How about the studio? You giving?
You're trying your best to throw that theater away, fam.
I am.
Yeah, I know you are.
It's great. Like as much film as you watch, I can't believe that you don't sit in there and just run back and forth with a remote control and those big old screens.
Yeah, bro. I have the clicker going.
Yeah.
Because you just watch it on a laptop.
Yeah.
No, I got a 60-inch monitor. I watch it on. So I got it plugged in that, you know, with the cable to the, from the laptop.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So gotcha.
I got it plugged in.
A lot of people are going with the bowling alley right now. A lot of people texting and they want that bowling alley.
I can't do that daily. Like, that's something that happens rarely.
Yeah, like, I'm getting more use out of the theater and the pool.
I like the bowling alley idea, too.
How about bowling alley or basketball court, Crosby style?
Basketball court.
Bowling alley. Even though I suck at bowling, I'm worse at basketball.
Well, the crawfish shoulder's throwing you off on good. Both.
No, I was awful to begin with. How about this? How about this? How about the basketball court or full on like Dave and Buster's game room thing?
Ooh,
oh, I think I gotta go
game room all day.
Yeah, I gotta go Dave and Buster's on that
because you can have the little basketball game in there.
The pop-a shot.
Yeah, you can still get the shots up, and you just get the variety of a million different things that you can play. And talk about you having kids. I mean, they'll get lost in the sauce down there. That's a babysitter.
You know, it's something I would absolutely not want. One of those pools that has like the stream, like the lazy river.
Oh, the lazy. Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay,
The thing you jump in and you stay in one place and you're swimming.
Yes.
You can turn those on and turn those off though, right? The lap pool.
The current deal.
Yeah, the lap pool.
Yeah.
Bro, I had a blast on one of those. I went to a friend's house years ago that had one because it was like a big swimmer dude.
I guarantee I get pinned up against the wall and I'm drowning.
It is.
I get tired and like right into the wall and I'm drowning.
It is dangerous. It can get you. You got to be pretty sharp.
You like to be able to swim.
You got to be able to swim at a pretty high level.
If it's that, you just stand up, broadest, right? It's only like 3 to 4 feet, right? If it's the little lap pool with the currents.
I think it's pretty little. I could stand up because I'm 6'3". I get it. But I...
Not to brag.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying, though.
Can't bowl, but I'm 6'3". That's on my dating app profile.
I'll tell you what, man. I hit my ankle bowling one time. I slid. I'm right-handed. So, like, the ball.
Hit it with the ball?
Yeah, like, your left foot slides forward.
Clumsiest.
And that ball went right into my ankle. My God. Gosh, that was the end of my day.
That's bad.
I was just sitting. I just started drinking beer. Just sit up there with my ankle. It was literally threw the ball into my ankle. That's what happened.
Wow, that is an all time father time.
Yeah, embarrassing.
That is pretty embarrassing. I mean, you see the people slipping around all the time. You know, the ball kind of throws.
See,
them
you guys
a little
don't
bit,
play golf either, so
we get a lot of golf simulators coming in here too.
I was thinking about if you had a chipping. All right, Jim Nantz has the seventh hole at Pebble Beach.
Yeah,
he does that par three. So he's got a par three hole with like chipping putting area.
That's one of the sickest things ever. Like, I don't think he'll have a problem selling that if he ever wants to sell it one day.
No, hell no.
That'll friggin' fly.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, man, if you have that chipping putting area, that might be, you're right.
That's cool. That's another thing, like getting up shots, just shooting around by yourself.
Have your own NBA half-court vibe, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're on fire. Real NBA life goals, when they dunk, they bend a little bit.
Yeah.
Net look good, no double rim,
no worrying about the wind blowing. That used to always suck about the driveway basketball hoop. It was like for half the year, it's too dang windy to even get out there. You're throwing off your shot because you're trying to account for the wind factor. So having the indoor stuff, I mean, the golf simulators are flying off here. They're loving it, getting some saunas going. I know the home saunas are taking off. Everybody's trying to get one of those.
I'm so nervous from those things. I see them. I feel like it's an accident waiting to happen.
That is
like I'm going to get locked in or something's going to collapse
in
on me.
It's a final destination.
They look scary to me.
Or now you're sitting in there and just pass out.
Yeah, and that's it.
How old were you when you did the bowling ball? Do you remember?
Oh God, it was probably last time I bowled, I hit my ankle. It was probably 20 years ago. I was probably in my early 40s.
214 says broadest injury report out 3 to 4 weeks, ankle injury. Yeah. Parentheses bowling.
You guys, snorting.
You know, I was rolling around on the ground.
Just writhing in pain.
I mean, people are looking at me like, "What's this weirdo up to?" Seriously,
at
you know,
Brunswick,
you know,
and you got the ambulance showing up.
You know, you're sitting here. It's at Don Carter's All Star Lanes. You know, but like somehow my okay, you slide your front foot to get, and then so I took it back, and then I took it right into my ankle. Like instead of being
just clumsy,
it went dead left into my ankle, and that was it. I'd never bowled again after that. Seriously, we had a deal with the Cowboys where they took us all bowling. I sat there and said no. They're like, oh, bro, you want to no. No, I'm not bowling.
That was your Tosh.0 web redemption opportunity, man.
Oh, God.
Go ahead and sail off into the sunset feeling like, okay, you know, I still have
ankle,
a little bit of respect.
As much purple as I wear, my ankle was completely purple.
Matching with your LSU gear.
Yeah, I took that 12-pound ball and put it right into my ankle.
That's incredible, man.
Fire! I'm the worst athlete ever, seriously. I don't know how I got ISU.
You were the SEC.
I know.
SEC athlete.
I know. I was in the Southeastern Conference, yes. But athlete, no. Not at all.
Brian Lebowski says the 682. Yeah. I love it. All right, we're off to the races here on a mail-it-in Monday. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation. Chiafalo Broadus and Lucius hanging out with you for the next 5 hours. And we are loaded, man. Shout out to Broadus. He got Machota in the building at 5 o'clock talking Cowboys. Ian Fitzsimmons talking college football. Yeah. ESPN's own at 4 o'clock. So we're loaded. Ready to have a fantastic day. We got the G-Bag of the Day champion on the other side. The Wooly Bully top 10 list of the day. And we will make fun of some sports franchises with the top 10 list next year.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Nation. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation here on a Monday. Let's get you the G-Bag of the Day champion, Wooly Bully Top 10 List of the Day segment here in the nation brought to you by the Frankels. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Best of the weekend coming up in about 20 minutes, but into the Pimp Cup we go.
They don't dance no more. They don't dance no more. Whoa. Hey, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every week down the Fan 530. Replay the champ right about here. And our champion so far is a man that's probably had a little too much. They had himself a good time that night. Good time. And we all know the game. It's time to go home. But before we go home, we got to stop by the drive-thru and get us some food after we've had a good time.
We do.
Now, it's all about who orders that food. This man was in the back seat. He was not driving. He was in the back passenger seat on the driver's side, but they decided he was going to be the guy that ordered through the drive-thru that day.
We hash browns, and what did you say you wanted to drink?
Just two hash browns.
I want a Sprite.
So what you want? You
Sprite.
Want a Sprite?
Yes.
Okay, so one of the hills with a hash brown. And bacon. I'm sorry. We're spanking.
Bacon.
We're
Please,
ain't nobody better equipped to take this order.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Carl Anthony Towns in the drive-thru right there.
Yeah.
With what y'all want?
Lucius, you think they picked this guy up? You think he was a guy that kind of was riding with them?
No.
Yeah, like they got him for the club. They really, he's
you're coming with us?
Yeah, you're coming with us, guy.
I would hope not.
They probably thought he was a funny guy, you know?
Hang out with us and make us laugh until he falls asleep.
Exactly. And then he's kind of doing what he needs to do. He's making up orders. He's trying he's trying to get a Sprite order. He can't get that done. Hash browns can't get those done.
Doing the best he can.
He asked if somebody was better equipped to do the order.
The answer was unequivocally yes, by the way.
Yes, not you, sir.
Now, Broadus, I know in that scenario, you would be a Jack in the Box stumbling through your order.
Yes, we were a Jack in the Box squad. And like I told you last week when we were doing this.
You had it down.
We hung out, our crew hung out enough that we knew what to order for each other if it got to that point.
That's awesome, bro.
I mean, you would say, I told you about the...
That's paying attention to each other. I don't even know what my old lady wants when we get to some places.
Like,
let me get a,
does your girl, like, when you guys sit down at a restaurant, does she like it when you order for her?
No.
Like, and she'll want...
No.
She wants to handle that.
Hey, you know what's funny? Michelle, she's cool with it because we talk about it. We talk about
what she feeds you the order that she wants, and then you relay it.
I'll tell you what her situation is. We go to these places where she always orders like hot tea. She likes like black tea is with dinner. So we go to these places. I got to the point where I now carry a tea bag in my wallet.
Wow, bro.
He pays attention, bro.
He is. Detail-oriented
right here.
I got a
romantic
tea bag.
As all hell. You carry a tea bag with you at any moment your lady might want to sip.
Here, I got one for you right here.
I'd be like, why didn't you Google the place first to see if they had tea? Oh, my God.
Yeah. it's Lady Grey tea. It's from the Earl Grey. It's from the Earl Grey tea.
Keep that thing on you.
Yeah, and I keep it because if they don't have it, I should order them hot water, and then I'll just...
Then you just make it happen.
But yeah, she's cool with me ordering, because we talk about it. See, when you get old, that's what you talk about. We look forward to, date night. Like, hey, what are you going to have? Well, I think I'm going to try the this time, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so, it's exciting.
But we get there.
Be adventurous and try something
but
new.
But I do order for her,
Yeah, that was something my mom always said, hey, you should do that. She'll like it.
Yeah.
And I, mixed reviews over the years, but I think my
wife
likes
it. Do you get it wrong?
It.
Are you saying
no? No. Just mixed reviews. Some girls are like, "Yo, I got this. I'm an adult." What I mean? And other times, they're like, "Ooh, that was kind of cool."
Do you guys ever have problems ordering appetizers?
Oh, that's where the fights can happen.
Yeah, you turned me on to that. By the way, that place I haven't been yet.
Oh, Pacific Table?
Yeah, you were telling me all
gotta
about that.
Got to get that fire shrimp. Unbelievable.
But Lucius, you guys struggle with the order?
No. No, everything over there, that side of the game is great. I hate when she asks me about what I'm about to eat. Yeah. So what are you going to get? Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You'll find out when I do the big reveal.
You'll find out. What's going on here? You going to cook it? What are we doing?
I will say this. Though.
You judging my order?
Take my mom and dad to dinner, and they're 86, 82. But my dad asks a million questions.
That's tough. That's tough, and
I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm just kind of like, Dad, it says it on the menu. It says it right there. Just read it.
Yeah, just take the extra step to read the words that they've provided for free.
He has to ask a couple of questions along the way, and then another question. And I'm like,
What
are we doing?
Well, they closed down. It looks like Jack in the Box is reshuffling some things. So that's why I brought up your Jack in the Box.
It
looks like they're shutting down more than 70 stores.
Why?
And more expected.
Because it's not like they're not making the money. They're 100% making the money.
What are we doing, man? I mean,
some days they're the only thing open. They're the only action in town.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I can't remember how many times I've worked a 1 a.m. post game show with you, and then circle in over there.
They say that they're seeing fewer customers and beef prices have risen to a point that they're carrying significantly more debt than it generates in annual
earnings. It's starting to hit our CEO's pockets and all of our brass's pockets. So we have to rearrange some things and fire some people so we can make sure we make those summer vacations.
That's right. That's right. You pretty much hit the nail on the head right there, Lucius. So just, you know, if you see your Jack in the Box get boarded up, you know why.
That CEO of Red Lobster, he's got me convinced he's got things turned around at Red Lobster, but I'm not going to let him trick me again. But he's convincing me that they might be better now.
Might be getting that plan back off the ground.
They used to be like their advertisements were much better than what they were in real life. When you showed up, you're like, man,
the commercials.
This doesn't look like what you.
Well, food in general. You seeing all these, like, my algorithm will feed me, like, the behind the scenes of how they put together these, like, food commercials and ads.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
It's artistry.
Terrible, bro. There's a real-life photographer with a water gun spraying things on there to make it look a certain way.
They got, like, a little steamer underneath it, so you see the smoke coming off it and stuff. I mean, they are just ball-sacking people.
Some of the meat is clay. You're like, it's really a game, bro.
False advertising at the highest level with all this food stuff. Like, and you eat with your eyes first. So then you show up to the menu or you get the actual meal and you're going, they pull the fast one on you.
One final thing, and I know you got to get in this top 10.
We don't have to. It's Melody Monday.
Who's more likely to send something back?
In the G-Bag Nation?
No, you or your significant other.
Oh, probably it'd be my significant
100%
other.
100% her.
Yeah, it'd be her.
And I hope she does it nicely.
Yeah.
You made a mistake. Please, let's not murder these people tonight.
Yeah, I am not.
Mickey and Mallory all of a sudden is that Jack in the Box.
I am not interested in sending stuff back. I will battle through some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this is an exact.
Me too. I'll battle through,
but like Michelle, she'll like think about it. I mean, I'm like, baby, you don't want to do that. Really? You don't want to.
No, they take it personal.
I'm like, they do.
She's like, she looks at me, Brian, I'm just telling you, right? I'm like, no, babe, you really don't want to do this. You don't.
It's all good.
Don't send it back. Well, I'll take you somewhere else. We'll go somewhere else.
We'll hit Jack in the Box on the way home before they get closed up. Yeah, I mean, 817, Christmas night, the line at Jack in the Box is 22 cars deep.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's when you can really take advantage there because you're sitting around, you're like, what else am I going to do?
They don't play, man.
Places like Jack in the Box are open at a time like that.
Sourdough Jack.
Ooh, I'd be so addicted to the sourdough Jack and the egg rolls. I know the egg rolls. Everybody's talking about the egg rolls.
Let me tell you what those.
Shout out to the 469, the little, big egg roll guy.
The little tacos in the Chinese to-go box.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
That's fire, too.
They're all smashed in there,
and you don't even care.
Nope. I'll eat two at a time if I have to. Just stick them all together.
Three if you need to,
All right, the top 10 most hopeless franchises in American sports, 877-881-1053. Wolchuk sent me this, and I thought, okay, he's kind of nudging me. Like, this is a true Wooly Bully kind of list right now. This is what he would be doing today.
Yeah, sure.
So I thought, why not?
Okay. Because you just felt like, why not?
Why would I go scouring the internet for a better list when he just fed me this one?
Why would you do a little work?
What are the top 10 most hopeless franchises in U.S. sports? Okay, so
I think the Arizona Cardinals have got to be up there somewhere.
Yeah, we can play the guessing game here because you nailed number 8.
Oh,
the Arizona Cardinals, their win percentage since 2020 is .392, and they have gone 78 years without a title.
Cleveland Browns
come in strong at number 3. They are their win percentage since 2020 is a .443, and it's 61 years without a title. And that's honestly giving them a little bit more credit just going back to 2020 because we know just how much of a disaster the franchise has been, winless seasons and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, the Cleveland Browns have to be right up there, and they are number 3 on this list.
The Washington Wizards?
They didn't – oh, yes, number 6.
Okay.
Number 6. .334 win percentage since 2020, 47 years without a title. There is, let's see, 2 more NBA teams on this list. There's 1 more NFL team, and then you got a couple of MLB and NHL.
The New York Jets, J-E-T Jets.
Way to go, Lucius.
Winner!
Lucius hit it right on the head.
That's your number 1. What an awful season they've had.
Yeah. New coach, everything. Wow.
Everything's just been flushed. Their win percentage since 2020 is a .289.
Ugh.
And it's been 57 years without a title for the New York Jets, and they continue to embarrass themselves. I mean, Woody Johnson, Brick Johnson, making player acquisitions based on Madden ratings. They just did the thing with that lady. Did you see the kicking story?
No. What was going on there?
They were doing like a Pat McAfee, fans kick the ball to win $100,000. This lady, her dad has been a season ticket holder for forever, and he's passed away. And so at the beginning of the season, she was one of the people that was going to get to be a part of the kicking contest. It went down on Sunday, but on Friday, we got the breaking news that because the lady is a soccer, like a high school soccer coach, they were like, she's not going to be allowed to do it. So then the story went so viral, and people were so frustrated, they ended up last minute, buzzer beater, they let the lady kick.
And she made it?
Unfortunately, she didn't make the one that most mattered. I think she nailed the 25-yarder.
Okay,
but then they just keep backing you up until one person makes it.
She won like a sofa or something like that.
I mean, with it being the Jets, they probably said, "Hey, high five, thanks for trying," and they didn't really give her any consolation prize.
Yeah,
so she ended up getting to kick, but it was just another installment of the Jets being a terrible franchise with just bad people. You know, it's not even like, oh my gosh, you suck, but you're endearing because we all like want you to win.
Right.
Nobody wants the Jets to win. They're number one. They're the most hopeless franchise in American sports.
You said there's
according to Athlon Sports.
You said there's a couple of NFL, a couple of NBA teams. Or there's one more NBA team?
Yeah, you got two more NBA teams. At 10, you have your New Orleans Pelicans.
Murder Birds.
The Murder Birds. At 427 is their win percentage since 2020, and they've never won a title.
Yeah.
At 9, you have the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Whoa.
They are 423 win percentage since 2020 and never had a title.
Yeah.
Then you had the Cardinals at 8. Pittsburgh Pirates at 7.
Oh, no.
Poor Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
Ticking time bomb before he's out of there.
In the 70s and 80s, the Pirates were pretty good.
Legit.
They were really good, yeah.
And they still got one of the best ball caps in sports.
Yeah. The uniform combinations are the best.
Yeah, they look great.
They do a great job.
Yeah, that P is strong.
That P is very strong.
On that black, it looks nice.
Yeah, it looks great. Unfortunately, they should change that P to an L right there on that hat. Win percentage since 2020 is a 420. And their years without a title is 46.
Yeah.
The Wizards, as you said, are at 6. Colorado Rockies.
I was going to name the Rockies. The Rockies at one time, though, kind of had something going, didn't
they? It's the ebbs and flows of a franchise. They're just on a really, really bad run right now. 381 win percentage since 2020.
Yeah. Since 2020, yeah.
No titles.
Yeah.
Buffalo Sabres at 4.
They've been out of the playoffs now. What is it? How many straight years? Did they have it on there?
I don't see their playoff drought here. No. It's funny, though, because they've actually been – I think they're on like an 8-game winning streak right now.
Yeah.
And they're above 500 on the season. I think they've won close to 20 games already. And they got some dudes that are playing. I mean, that Tage Thompson's getting it done for sure. So they're kind of on the up and up as it stands in this very moment. But of course, over the long haul, they've been really bad. 446
win percentage. Haven't been the same since – I've been the same since the Stars took them down in 99, right?
Amen. Amen. The Browns were at 3. You have the Charlotte Hornets at 2.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's a disaster class. 354 win percentage since 2020 and no titles. And then, of course, number 1 is the New York Jets, the all-time American sports disaster right now. It's tough to unseat the Browns just in the NFL. That's a tough thing to do. But the Jets have found a way.
Jets are finding ways.
So kudos to them. All right, best of the weekend. I have my favorite play of the NFL weekend. We'll give you that sound. And how old were you when you learned this cuss word? Next in the Nation.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, we got a little best of the weekend for you here in the nation. And coming up next in the C-Note, I'm curious, as we wind down the football year and the calendar year, what was the dumbest take you had about the Dallas Cowboys? Could have been during the season, could have been before the season. Go ahead and brainstorm. I've written down like four or five here that I have personally. The dumbest thing that you allowed your brain to think and your mouth to speak about the Cowboys at any point as it regards to this Cowboys season. 877-881-1053. We do that in 15 minutes. But a little best of the weekend for you. Hope everybody had a good one. Maybe, I guess, the final nice weather weekend that we were going to be getting here for the near future. But I think my favorite play of the football weekend comes in Cincinnati, where we have the offensive lineman, Cody Ford, as the far boundary wide receiver. An offense that has Ja'Marr Chase, who was unbelievable yesterday. Yeah. He had a touchdown where he hit the B button on somebody on the sidelines and finds pay dirt. That'll be TD Tuesday. T. Higgins was making plays. But they flex out one of their wide receivers, and it's Cody Ford, and they throw him the football. Here's how it sounded.
Offensive lineman is split out to the bottom of your screen. Burrow looking that direction. It's Ford, big man on the run, rumbling down the sidelines and inside the five.
Okay, they are on the 23-yard line going
in.
And he ends up, now it's his birthday, by the way. So this is like sort of a birthday gift for him. Yeah. They flex him out. The funniest part about this is that
No motion. It was just, was it like he was tight and then motioned him out or something?
No, like he's just lined up as a traditional wide receiver would at 300-plus pounds. It looks really funny. And then you have the corner who's playing like 7 or 8 yards off of him. Like he's worried he's going to take the top off. Like, oh no, this is a Randy Moss-type speed. We gotta give a little cushion here so he doesn't burn me. Mm-hmm. But he just really walks off the line of scrimmage like 3 yards down the field and turns around and Burrow throws it to him. And then the corner just has a hell of a time trying to get him down. It ends up taking three dudes to get him down inside the 5 yard line. It was fantastic. There was a lot of awesome games, a lot of awesome plays over the weekend. Last night's game was ridiculous. Mm. The absolute barn burner. And Brock Purdy, he's now looking healthy. I know he had been in and out of the lineup plenty. You saw a bunch of Mac Jones throughout the season.
Yeah.
And
Jones kept the season alive.
Mac Jones kept the season alive, no question.
Nine straight wins for this team.
We'll see what type of team wants to maybe make a move for Mac Jones. I think Malik Willis has now played himself into an opportunity where a team's going to want to take a chance on him. Saturday night, it was all about Derrick Henry and the Ravens, but Malik Willis
looked like the guy that played at Liberty there for a while.
Yeah, I mean, second-round pick, right?
Yeah. But you know what's amazing is you look at Green Bay and their situation. They're in the playoffs and won 9 games. You know, you're gonna have to if you just found a way not to play with your food, you know, if you'd have found a way, the Carolina game, Chicago early in the year, I know Chicago was 0-2. It really hadn't found itself at all. That probably could have been an early season victory for you.
That was their get right game for the season.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you know, it's
the Cardinals game too.
Cardinals game. Say Minnesota.
You think about Minnesota that. Minnesota for sure.
You think about that. I mean,
allowing J.J. McCarthy to do what he did.
How many games did it just spit up, you know, that they just did not get it done? But think about that. You would be like, if you're probably playing for the seventh seed, and you're a chance to go play at Chicago. Now, maybe you don't want to go play at Chicago now, but, you know, the way that they're playing.
Hey, you just want to get around the rim if you're the Joneses, man.
Yeah, well, they,
once you get into the dance, everybody's got a chance.
There's so many bad losses this year.
When your defense is that bad.
Historically bad.
Defense. Every game is losable.
Yeah.
So whether it's Jacoby Brissett or J.J. McCarthy or Bryce Young, I mean, they can totally pick you apart, and that's what happened. All right, C-Note coming up here in a few minutes. I had something happen to me this weekend. I get home on Friday night. My kids have been playing with the neighbor kids that live right behind us, so we really can't get away from them. Like, they can just climb up on the fence and be like, yo, it's time to play. Younger brother's like 4 years old.
Mm.
Apparently he said a bad word.
Okay.
All right. And this is not a word that I probably heard or certainly didn't even really know the existence of until I would say fourth grade. My 5.5-year-old daughter comes up to me, she wants to whisper, she's like, Dad, I gotta talk to you.
Yeah.
She's like, The I won't say his name, but the little kid,
mm-hmm.
he called us mother effers, and she said the word.
What did you just say?
She literally said the word. And like, I was jarred. I'm like, what? I can't believe my 5.5-year-old just said mf'er to me.
Yeah.
And
she had no clue, right?
She had no clue. I mean, she knew. I guess it's one of those words that you hear and you just know is a bad word. Yeah. But she's like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh gosh, here we go. So I'm like, you know,
she talked with the parents of their team.
I don't know. I think my wife just probably, you know, called the kid out like, hey, we don't say that. I don't think she approached mom and dad about it necessarily.
So like,
but I'm like,
Mrs. didn't walk, just like look at her and open the door and walk next door and knock on the door and say something.
It seems
very surprising. And I'm saying that in a nice way. I'm not saying that,
right. That
she's mean spirited or anything like that, but it seems like your wife would be, let's handle this right now.
For sure. And I would imagine my wife has since said something to the parent, but it's like, you know, Dad's not really doing much. Mom's totally out of the picture. Grandma's taking care.
So we're in a fractured family.
Yeah, there's an interesting dynamic with the way that all goes.
Dad likes Samuel L. Jackson movies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sitting in his theater.
Yeah. Y'all watch the Richard Pryor where I cook y'all some food real quick.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So I didn't know what to say. I'm like, when a daddy loves a mommy?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
So I was just like, hey, listen, here's the deal. I'm glad you came to me about it. But, you know, that's just not something that
when a daddy loves a mommy is what it means.
But like, I can't actually tell you what this means. All right. Mm. Thank you for coming to me. Just know that we don't say that. And I'm like, I don't think I learned that word until like probably third or fourth grade. And then it became one of the greatest words of all time.
Yeah. It's one of the first words I ever heard because they played card games and stuff at my dad's house during holidays. So I heard it a lot.
You let that thing fly.
Yeah, but you got me like Googling the origin because, you know, I want to know the origin of things, like where to come from. But
please.
I'm not feeling it yet.
You're not seeing that?
Not really. I don't know because you don't know what to believe in out here. People can, you know, make their own narratives and then just put a website on it and you're like, maybe that's true, but you don't know.
No, that's true. That's true. But I was just curious, like, how old were you when you heard that word, when you learned that word? Because I now, and she's asked me about it multiple times since.
Oh.
You know, like, I'm like, hey, please just try and.
It's a fantastic word.
Forget that ever happened. Yeah, I think she understands, like, without knowing anything about it, just knowing that, wow, like, there's something really fun about saying it.
Person, place, or thing. You can describe anything.
It really is the most versatile word in the English language.
Well, sometimes it could serve as a severe insult.
Yeah.
And occasionally a term of endearment.
Absolutely. Like, he's a real mother effer, that dude. Like, we're going to have to try to slow
him down. That's a bad MF, right? Yeah. I'll tell you what. That's what I say about fish I pulled out. Well, that was a bad MF, boy.
Yeah. And it's
he jumped
highest,
on that lure.
Highest of compliments.
Actually, here we go. Okay.
That's what I said. I was like, man.
I didn't even consider that. Maybe the kid was being complimentary.
In they're talking about the earliest known written evidence comes from a Texas court record. In 1888, a local justice of the peace named J.M. Joyner used the phrase G.D.M.F.er And then he
somebody got a whole lot of years after that.
Yeah. And then he used the to insult a political opponent. In 1889, the hyphenated term MF-er appeared in a murder trial testimony.
Wow. Okay. All right. So maybe
they did a lot more than murdering.
Yeah. There was quite a bit going on.
It appears that the term in 1917, a letter from an African American soldier to his draft board.
Look what you MF-ers got me into.
Yeah. The Oxford English Dictionary officially cites its first appearance as a noun in 1918.
All right. So there's a history lesson. We have the 817, what word? Bofo, MF-er, is what we're talking about. My 5.5-year-old daughter has officially heard that word for the first time, and now she's got questions. All right. That took place this weekend.
Okay, real quick.
Yep.
Lucas, you'll appreciate this one. Mainstream breakthrough, comedians Lenny Bruce, 1964, and George Carlin in 1972 were famously arrested for using the word during their routines.
They surely were together. Yeah. Lenny Bruce didn't know who that guy was.
Yeah.
And that was George Carlin getting arrested with him.
Yeah.
Was that the start of his bit about all the words you can't say?
Well, the seven dirty words?
Yeah.
A little bit later. Yes.
This was Bruce.
Clearly got under his crawl, you know what I'm saying?
For
I'll be back.
And then, it's also in a song they were talking about by the band Jefferson Airplane used it in 1967. Up against the wall, MF-er.
All right, how about that?
Yeah, it was a battle cry in 1967.
All right, okay.
I was 4 years old when that was happening.
That's a fantastic history lesson, Broadus. How old were you when you heard that word?
Oh, it was, I was probably past fifth grade. I don't think it hadn't really popped yet. No, it hadn't popped. I know my dad a couple of times. My dad was one of those gamblers. I'm sure he said it when Tim Mazzetti missed a field goal for the Atlanta Falcons. I told you that time my dad told me I went downstairs and I was asking for money for spring break for a ski trip. And he goes, well, if this kicker makes his field goal, you're going. If not, you're out of luck. And so the guy made the field goal. He goes, I guess you're going skiing.
That's fantastic. All right, best of the weekend here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's get you the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. What's the dumbest take you had about the Cowboys this year? 877-881-1053. That's next in the nation.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.